Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Can you believe the fact that it is already almost the end of the week? Can you believe this? It's hard to believe for me. Hey, welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I gotta say, I absolutely love every single time that I get an opportunity to fill in for Mark Walters. He is off. He's actually traveling to the NRA convention right now in Indianapolis. And yours truly, Andy Hoosier, gets to fill in whenever I get the chance to do so, whenever he allows me to do so. And I absolutely love the opportunity, and I appreciate him each and every day for allowing me to do it. You can find me. I hail right out of the middle of the country here in Wichita, Kansas. I host the morning talk show on KQAM as the voice of reason. You can find me at KQAMradio.com. You can find Mark always at armedamericanradio.org. Again, armedamericanradio.org. And we're going to spend some time talking about the NRA convention for just a bit, because it's going to be a really big one this year. It's going to be a fun one. I hope people are as enthusiastic, as enthralled about this as some others are. Other times, this may be, on the other hand, maybe a slow year, because the Second Amendment isn't really front and center with a lot of the topical discussions at the federal level. I don't know what's going to happen with this one, so we'll talk about that here in a second. They're going to have some great guests and some great speakers at the convention. It's just whether people actually want to turn out to enjoy it and see it, which I know, come on, it's the NRA convention. Everybody loves going to that thing, and there's going to be tens of thousands of people, and it's going to be one of the greatest big events in the country, and the media is going to forget all about it, and they're going to forget to even report it, and not even going to mention that it's happening. Or what they're going to do is they're going to warn everybody in the area that it's a very scary convention with a bunch of gun-toting redneck hillbillies going into town and then wanting to talk about guns, and it's going to scare everybody out of town, which, honestly, I'm kind of okay with. That would be kind of fun. But before we get into that, before we do any of that, it's great to be here. It's a great Thursday. We're ready to rock and roll for the end of the week. We're getting ready for the NRA convention. We're getting ready for a lot of topical political legislative issues to happen in Washington, D.C., and in different state legislators all over the country. Before we do that, though, I'd need to do a word to the programmers and to a message at Mark. I talked to Mark when he was at the airport. He was getting ready to fly out earlier today. And he said, Andy, can you mention something for me? And I don't know if many of the listeners noticed this last night on the program, but apparently this happened to really every affiliate that carries this, was that it was kind of, the audio was cutting in and out, and there were some blurbs in there, and there were some technical issues. And what had happened was, it was not your local radio station. It was not your local anything. It was some upgrades that were being done with Salem Network, and there was some technical things as they were working on it, and some little blurbs in there, and apparently it had to do with some bandwidth with the connection that Mark had with the studio and with the board and everything, but they had worked it out. It's all good. It's all ready to go. But just that word to the wise for everybody, it was like, what the heck was going on with the show yesterday? That's what was going on with the show yesterday. So it's all worked out. Nothing to do with any of your local broadcasts. And Mark's always ready to rock and roll. And Salem, with how awesome those guys are, they got it fixed just like that. And they're ready to rock and roll from here on out. So it's a great time. And just wanted to pass that message along that Mark wanted me to portray to you, as many were concerned. And what I got to say, being the program director here in the Wichita area as well, I got phone calls last night saying, what's going on with Mark's show? We want to listen to it. It's chopping out. So that shows me two things. Number one, people are listening and paying attention. Number two, people get very angry when their talk radio gets interrupted. And guess what? I totally get it. Totally get it. Your talk radio gets interrupted. I tell you, get a little grumpy. That talk show host that you like to hear, that show that you like to tune into, that tradition, that ritual every single day, when it gets interrupted, then that's Mr. Grumpy Bear that comes out of the closet, and you don't want to deal with that stuff. So we appreciate what you do each and every day, listening, checking out Mark's show and every talk show every single day. Let's get into the NRA convention here, shall we? Because this is going to be a fun one. And by the way, Mark is obviously heading out there, which is why he's not on the show today, traveling out to Indianapolis. He's going to be hanging out with Alan Gottlieb with the Second Amendment Foundation at their booth. And that's going to be a heck of a time. So if you are traveling out to the NRA convention, I don't know why you wouldn't stop at that booth, because that's like one of the two biggest dudes in the Second Amendment industry, with Alan Gottlieb and Mark Walters hanging out together at that booth. So if you get a chance, go out there and definitely stop by and see them. I have to admit, I have never been to a national NRA convention. Have not. The biggest one that we've been to is actually the Kansas State Rifle Association's annual meeting that we just did, that Mark actually flew out to Kansas for, and we got to have that one, which there was a great crowd there, and it was a lot of fun, and I had a blast doing that. I got to MC the event as Mark got to be the keynote speaker. So I did get to attend that, so I've gotten the flavor of the meetings like that, but never to a national NRA convention. I can only imagine the number of people, the type of people, and the environment that brings in an NRA convention, and they go all over the country every single year. And the rowdiness, hopefully, I'm hoping there's a rowdy crowd, not like a rowdy crowd getting in trouble, but a rowdy crowd is in getting really pumped up and excited because this is the foundation of our nation. And I want to talk about that in the show a little bit later, but this is the foundation. This is the rock bed of our foundation from the beginning of our revolution to today. The Second Amendment should kind of sort of be the First Amendment because it, without the Second Amendment, you cannot have anything else. I've talked about that many times before. Mark's talked about that many times before. But the Second Amendment is so awesome and exciting and exhilarating that just mentioning guns, just mentioning the Second Amendment, just mentioning the right to keep and bear arms, I mean, that should send shivers down your spine. That, as Keith Olbermann said, should send a shiver up your leg, as he talked about Barack Obama years past. And that should be the excitement that you get talking about those. And then, of course, it is just, you know, off the wall, just mind-blowing, you're seeing stars sort of thing when you start talking about the styles of guns. If you're that type of person, like I am, because I'm a dork like that, but if you're that type of person, then why the heck are you not going to an NRA convention? And I'm hoping that the NRA convention is that type of crowd of hooting and hollering and craziness, and I am so darn excited about being able to see the Second Amendment prevail each and every day in the United States. When you have assaults going on around the country like Kamala Harris saying that, yeah, she carried a gun, but she believes in reasonable gun control, reasonable gun reform. When you have Cory Booker coming out and saying that the NRA is going to be the worst enemy and he's going to be the worst enemy of the NRA and it's we're going to take them down. When you see the Yahoo's like the high school students, like what's his face? And they're like, guns are bad. I don't like guns. And you can't be attacking him. He went through a high school shooting. Well, so did I, and I can be made fun of, so that's okay, I guess. But when you see that type of assault, and then you see Bernie Sanders, well, New Zealand banned semi-assault rifles just like that. They went after them. As soon as that shooting happened at the mosque and everything, we're just going to take away the guns. We're going to ban them. We're going to confiscate them. It's going to be just like Australia, and it's a great time. We absolutely love to do that, and that's what we have to do here in the country. And that was, of course, the launching platform for many Democrats and their presidential hopefuls and many candidates for Congress running for re-election to say, yep, look at that. They were able to act just like that. And you know why they say that? Because they forget that we have something those other nations don't, like New Zealand and like Australia. We have something called the Second Amendment. Now, I get it. I have the shiver running up the leg right now. Second Amendment. To protect yourself. To have that right that no matter how much they throw their temper tantrum and yell and scream and throw a fit, how much they whine like a child in the store throwing their temper tantrum. You ever had that? I have my four-year-old daughter. She loves to throw temper tantrums in the store. She sees the candy. She sees the, you know, food. She wants the hot dog. And we say no. And what does she do? She flops. Actually, my daughter luckily has not done this. But you know the kids that have. You know you walk through the store and you see them. And you're like, why are you not being a good parent to teach these kids not to do that? Because she tried it once and that never happened again. Where they throw themselves on the floor and they yell and scream and throw that ultimate temper tantrum. Democrats and progressives and the left-wing liberal hacks are nothing more than 8, 10, and 12-year-old kids, even 12-year-olds, throwing the ultimate meltdown temper tantrums in grocery stores because they didn't get their lollipops. That's what they are. That's the way we need to treat them, because if they say anything about we should do what New Zealand did, then you obviously know they have not read even the first paragraph of the Constitution of the United States. You realize they have not even read the Bill of Rights, nor do they understand it in any way, shape, or form. And then we see today someone like Joe Biden, who officially announced his run for presidency, and we can play the clips if we want to of his run, because I think that's hysterical the way he tried to portray this. I think we should get into that. Maybe we should do that today. But as he announced, you got to remember, he's the guy who's the super-duper smart guy who's tried to hype up the credibility of himself and the degrees that he has and the experience that he's had. Remember the debating? You can't debate me. I have this degree and that degree, and I have this credibility and that credibility. He's gone on down the line. Yeah, he's the brilliant genius that said somewhere in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the Second Amendment, there is a clause within the Second Amendment giving the federal government the right to regulate, to control, and to ban certain firearms. He's that guy. He's that guy. Think about that for a second. So even though he may not be that fringe wackadoodle like Kamala Harris or Bernie Sanders or AOC, he's the one that has come out and said that somewhere in the Constitution, in that Bill of Rights, there is a clause under the Second Amendment that gives the federal government that right to control it, and as these are the types running for president of the United States, as these are the ones that are the spokespeople, men and women and whatever they may self-identify as, if these are the ones leading the movements in the nation, educating the youth, running for office, and holding political power, this is why we need the crazy, excited, shiver up your leg, shiver down your spine every time you mention guns or the Second Amendment. That's the type of excitement we need to go into a convention like the NRA to show the mass numbers to where the media cannot ignore it as much as they want to. They are forced to acknowledge our mass power as we are the silent majority. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots coming up on the show today. Don't go anywhere.
All right, you gun lover, you, it's come right down to the wire because you only have a little time left to win big with the USCCA's free Gun A Day giveaway. You heard right. The USCCA is giving away a different gun every single day this month for free, but it all ends on April 30th, so you're almost out of time. Just text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to get entered right now. The official rules are right on the page. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun every day. That could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, maybe even a new Sig Sauer. But these free guns are going fast. So text ARMED, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not much time left. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and they're almost gone. So you need to hurry. Text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 to reveal today's gun and be entered to win. Don't miss out, please. This is your big chance. Text A-R-M-E-D to 87222, ARM, to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrived, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey there, gun lovers. Want to celebrate freedom at the number one destination for American gun owners? Just text EXPO to the number 87222 now for advanced tickets to the Concealed Carry Expo in Pittsburgh, May 17th through the 19th. You'll get exclusive access to new gear, a free live fire range, reality-based training simulator, and much, much more. But hurry, don't miss your limited-time discount and free Armed American t-shirt. Text the word EXPO to the number 87222 now. That's EXPO to the number 87222.
We'll be right back.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back into it. It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I love being here whenever I get a chance to do so, as Mark is flying out to Indianapolis, getting ready for the NRA convention. He'll be at the Second Amendment Foundation table with Alan Gottlieb. Until then, you have yours truly, Andy Hoosier, and I always love doing this. I guess if I'm going to mention the NRA convention in Indy, I should actually talk about what's going on there. As President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will both be speaking this year, along with, I did see the picture of Alan Jackson. He'll be performing there as well. That's kind of awesome. But I was curious this year to see whether President Trump would be speaking or not after the entire bump stock ban issue and him advocating for it and him signing it and then making it happen. But I guess on the other hand, the NRA did kind of influence that as well to begin with. So they kind of worked hand in hand on that one. Now, that doesn't mean, don't everybody freak out, it doesn't mean that he's anti-gun or anti-Second Amendment. That means that he's not quite on the up and up of understanding the true Second Amendment. And he's come from a place that's not familiar with a whole lot of guns around in the area. And that doesn't mean that he's anti-gun. It's just he tried to do something. Remember that key word. Tries to do something, and it ended up being, unfortunately, the wrong thing, in my humble opinion, as we now have banned an inanimate object just to try and make people feel good, because that's really, really cute. So, but President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence will be speaking there and talking about the NRA, talking about the Second Amendment. So if you do get a chance, definitely go out and try and see that. Speaking of different states, like that transition there. Yeah, speaking of the different states, there was a study that came out from Yahoo Finance that I thought was quite intriguing. About the number of states, ranking them from most to least, on who is dependent on the gun industry. Now, you can imagine, I mean, just common sense, before you think about it, let's do it commonsensically here. The reasonable approach to this would just be, you know, states that have more gun rights would be more heavily dependent. And, of course, if there's a manufacturing plant of certain different styles of guns or company gun companies, or if there are a lot of gun stores because people like to buy their firearms, then obviously there's going to be more of an impact on the economy, and then vice versa for the other side, that if there's less guns, then there would be less of an impact. But there were some interesting portions to the story about, first off, how much money is involved in some of this. And for example, Idaho was at the top of the list for the most dependent on the gun industry, where in 2018, the firearm industry contributed nearly $1.2 billion in economic activity to the state, with over 3,600 people employed in companies that, quote, manufacture, distribute, sell firearm ammunition and hunting equipment, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation. The state also ranked in the top five in terms of gun friendliness and the prevalence of guns. So there is that correlation there, which you could probably put together yourself. But with how much money is involved in this, it makes you think. And it really gives you a bit of a sense of security. Because if you realize, if there's massive amounts of money that go into an agency, that go into an industry, that go into something, then it's much more difficult to topple it. It's much more difficult to get rid of the industry. For example, if we try and got rid of the Environmental Protection Agency at the federal level, would that actually happen? Realistically, now, in our hopes and dreams as a conservative, at least my conservative mind, I would love to see the repealing and the complete removal at the federal level from the Environmental Protection Agency. I'd love to see that. Is it going to happen realistically? Probably not, as much as I'd love to. Why? Because there's so much money that comes into it, billions of dollars that go into the Environmental Protection Agency. Thousands, tens of thousands of employees that work for the Environmental Protection Agency. The regulation that they have on businesses, on manufacturing plants, on different projects. Do you realize, for some, raise your hands if you work in construction, have you seen this where especially like a state-funded construction project, a highway project, building an underpass, doing something like that, where you have to have an environmental person on the job site at all times, an environmental inspector inspecting. You realize there, at least in Colorado, when I did this for a little bit, that you could not have any quote-unquote dirty water leave the job site. So if it rained, no dirty water could, by law, by the rules, actually leave the job site, which is why you see those nice little, like, you know, straw logs that they place in different places when, you know, it's going downhill, because it filters the water through that. That's the type of regulation and power and control that the EPA has at the federal level and at the state level, and the amount of money that they get at the federal level from the taxpayers that filter into these state regulations, that filter into the certain projects. There's so much money in it that it will be almost near impossible to remove. Now, let's apply that to the Second Amendment for a second, because this is good news on our front. And I think we should be pretty happy of the fact that there's so much money in this industry that it would be very difficult to topple. And I'm not talking about, I guess you could link it in there with the special interests trying to advocate for pro-Second Amendment legislation at the state levels, at the federal level, trying to work with elected officials, trying to work with different organizations, trying to advocate for the right things to do. But the money that's involved with the manufacturing, the money with the distribution, the money with the sales, the money the purchasing, the money with the rounds of ammunition, the money with the gun stores, the money with the gun, the shooting ranges, the money with the clubs, everything from the national level down to the local level. Think about how much is involved in that. Now try and remove that entire industry out of the nation. It's never going to happen. It's impossible. It's too big. It's one of the largest industries in the nation when it comes to, because people enjoy that. Now, we did see a bit of a drop in it a little bit. As you know, Barack Obama, in his tenure, we saw massive amounts of people running out and buying firearms, and that was good because people are scared. Under Donald Trump, people are like, that's cool. I can get it at my leisure. I don't have to rush out and feel like I'm pressured to go buy a bunch of ammunition. I don't have to go buy a whole number of firearms. I'm cool. I can take my time. And actually, under Donald Trump, we saw a 6.1% decrease when it came to sales across the nation as an average, which was the quote-unquote Trump slump, because people were hurting because they didn't necessarily need the firearm or need to buy at that time. They could actually plan. They could actually save. So they didn't need it. But that still doesn't matter with the 6% drop. It's still growing. It's an industry that has never gone away. It's an industry that will always be there. And no matter whether they try to ban it or not, it will always be there. So we should have that as a safety net to understand that if they're going to remove that portion, that's kind of like the federal government taking a sixth of the GDP and saying that they're going to consume it based on health care in the nation because they want to do some type of Obamacare, some type of government health care. They can't. They tried it and they've done successfully there, but how much more can they actually consume? Are they going to consume the gun industry and the gun industry financially by consuming it into the federal government? That's the only way they'd be able to remove it. And even then, they wouldn't be able to remove it because we still need it. It's an industry that will not, it may be take a hit here and there. And at the local level, it may struggle if we don't have the sales up because people are panicky. But at the same time, the industry is not going away. Follow the money, baby. Money, 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 money. It's all about it. And in our case, it's good. It can be good and bad. Just because money's involved does not mean that it's corrupt and it's evil and it's bad. That's the message from the left and the progressives, that the rich are evil because they have money. The corporate side are evil because they have money. Wall Street's evil because they have money. That's not necessarily the case to always be a bad thing. Yes, money does corrupt. But that does not mean that it always does, because right now we have so much money sunk into an industry with different manufacturers, with different types of guns, with different styles of guns, with different accessories of guns, that it's never going to go away. And as long as you feel that tingle going up your leg every time you buy a new firearm, every time you get excited and giddy about every time you talk about the Second Amendment or you go to the store to purchase ammunition, then guess what? The industry's not going to go away. And do you realize how much money would be lost if the progressives actually tried to take it? Yeah, not going to happen. Got to take a bottom of the hour break. That does not mean that it's safe, and we'll do that when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What up? Welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters as he's traveling to Indianapolis for the NRA convention. You have me today and tomorrow, so hopefully I don't bore you to death too terribly much. But you can always visit Mark at armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. You can find me at kqamradio.com. I don't want to give you too much of a relaxed message from that last point of the fact that how much money is in the actual industry of firearms and gun sales and manufacturing and the accessories and buying and the purchasing and the everything of that sort. I mean, I get it. There's a lot of money there, and that was the point that we should be at least relieved to a little degree that they can't just write off like they have in New Zealand, like they have in Australia, like they have in many other places, just saying, nope, guns are gone. We're going to repeal them. We're going to take it away. We're going to confiscate it. Because it's such a big industry, and there are so many firearms in the nation, they will not be able to do that. So Cory Booker, trying to be all cute and trying to stand firm and trying to do his thing and say, oh, I'm going to be the worst enemy to the NRA, with Kamala Harris saying that, yeah, I believe in guns and I have a gun, or at least I had a gun, but I believe in, you know, common sense gun reform as well, which we still have no idea what common sense gun reform actually means, but that's what they believe. When Bernie Sanders says, yeah, we should do the same thing as New Zealand and start getting rid of those semi-automatic rifles, then you realize that, number one, they have not read the Second Amendment, actually the Constitution for that matter, but number two is that they can't just by the swipe of a finger, by the push of a button, and by one statement be able to repeal it, because it's such a large industry, it's not going to go away overnight. However, although we should be secure in that sense, we should be concerned in another sense, is that they may not be able to fully outright ban them, confiscate them, repeal them, take them away. Although they cannot do that, which try it and come after us, I guarantee it's not going to fly very well. What they can do and what they've tried to do is regulate it, control it, tax it, punish it, and then they try to actually outright ban it at the local municipality level. And that's what they've been successful at doing. So we need to be concerned on that front. We really should be. I got an email actually today from a listener, which was really awesome because Mark had promoted that I was going to be on the show today and fill in today and tomorrow. So I got an email from a listener saying, hey, I've heard you fill in for Mark before and, you know, looking forward to that. And he had mentioned a topic that I think is worth bringing up, and I think we should definitely mention this, about the cost of driver's licenses compared to the cost of a concealed carry permit that includes the background check, that includes the actual permit, that includes the purchasing of the firearm. The cost that goes into something that is, if you want to look at it from a philosophical or an ideological right, a God-given, natural, whatever you want to call it, right, to where you have the right to defend yourself. And sorry, but we're out of the days of having a baseball bat as a defense. Although you can't do that if someone's breaking into your home. But taking it to the level of actually being able to defend yourself with a firearm, a God-given natural right, and how expensive it is to do that outside of the manufacturing, the profit, because, you know, just like healthcare is not free and guns aren't free, even though you try and say healthcare is a right. No, it's not. Guns are a right, and we still have to pay for that. So shouldn't we reverse that? If you want to advocate for Medicaid for all or Medicare for all or all that other garbage government health care and quality that they have, because it's going to be quote-unquote free based on the taxpayer money that they're going to take out of your paycheck before you even get your check, but that's going to be free, then shouldn't guns be free too? Shouldn't the gun industry be free for you to just walk in and say, I need to protect myself, I need a firearm, and they should give it to you so that way you can, because that's a God-given right. Your life, your private property, that should be a God-given right, right? Healthcare's not a right. It's not guaranteed. God said, you shall have life and you shall be protected from for your life and what you earn and what you make and what you create, and that's your private property, and then for you to go and get non-abstinent items. Is that what...
Studios, the Wednesday edition. Here's the deal. Let me give you some info. If you're going to be in Indianapolis, I want you to come by and meet me and Alan Gottlieb and Dave Workman and some others who will be there at the Second Amendment Foundation, CCRKBA. That stands for Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. The two booths are intertwined. It's all one big, giant organization, two individual associations. I'll be there let me just give you the rundown. I arrive in Indianapolis tomorrow at about 4:15 p.m. Indy time. I will be getting over to the hotel. As soon as I get out of the airplane and head over to the hotel, I will not be heading to the convention center floor that day. I will be having some private meetings with some business contacts and colleagues on Thursday afternoon, tomorrow afternoon after my arrival. And on Friday morning, I will be heading over to the convention center where I will be manning that booth, the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms booth, with Mr. Gottlieb, his son Andrew, with Mr. Dave Workman, who you heard on the program yesterday. We will be there. Come by and shake our paws. We'll be there throughout the day. Now, other things will take time away. If you get there and I happen to be at another booth, I will be returning. That will be my home base Friday and Saturday before my departure to get back in time to bring you the 10th anniversary show of the MonsterCast coming up on Sunday. So it's going to be a very, very long weekend for me, but it's also going to be a lot of fun because I'm going to shake a lot of paws, and I can't wait to meet you. And by the way, don't be offended when you see me using hand sanitizer after I shake paws. It's just what you do when you get out there and you're amongst the crowd. I've seen a couple people look at me funny like, I'm not dirty. No, I'm not saying you're dirty. I just shake a lot of hands, and I don't need to be bringing back any crud to my family. It's easy enough to get here. So here's the deal. Friday, Saturday, Second Amendment Foundation booth, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms booth. Come meet me and Alan Gottlieb and Dave Workman and Andrew Gottlieb and the rest of the people who will be there behind the scenes that bring you the Second Amendment Foundation. There will be an Oh, it's so much fun because everybody comes by to see it. It's a great time, and if you're going to be there, I hope that you do the same thing as well. All right? The Sunday Monster Cast, I've already gotten a number of emails. What are you going to do? You're coming back from NRA. Are you going to be bringing a lot of fun guests on? The answer to that question is no. I'm not going to bring any guests on. Sean and I will be going through 10 years of fun stuff on the radio. We're basically going to reminisce, and I'm going to pull some clips for you that you're going to, boy, I'll tell you, if you've been listening to the show for 10 years, I'm going right back to the first program. Oh, and it's great. It just makes me cringe. But it's fun to go back and listen to. Yeah, it is. And I've got some fun guest stuff for you. I'm going to pull out some old Ted Nugent interviews from nearly 10 years ago. Masad Ayoub and the beer mug conversation we had from a woman who was accosted by somebody brandishing a beer mug in a bar. It was hilarious. You're going to love that. I cannot find it. Actually, I found the Colonel Dave Grossman date where he actually gave Sean the name Shanto. But believe it or not, it will not run that audio, so I can't grab that clip. I'm going to try to find it another way through the network. So I know Sean is working the board now. That clip occurred on December 11th, I believe, in 2010 or 2011. When I go back, I'll find that. I'll get it to Sean and see if maybe he can pull it up off the network boards if we have it somewhere in a file. That would be great. But I've got other fun stuff for you. I've got the crazy story of the very bad words that were said my second night, I believe, on the air. Almost the shortest lived radio career in history. So we're going to go back and we're going to talk about some of these things over the years that we've been through together, and it's going to be a great program, I promise you. Lots and lots and lots of fun. So don't forget to do that. Also, getting inquiries on the Grilling While Armed book. The latest book, my third book, Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your, get this, backyard, neighborhood, barbecue pit boss in one day, the handgun edition, written in conjunction with my dear friend George Hill, firearm expert George the Mad Ogre Hill, is in graphic design now. I will have a release date on it very, very soon. To those of you who are inquiring about pre-orders, yeah, I don't know when, though, because I've got to get a little bit of a closer date of when we're going to go ahead and actually release the book. Once I have that information, I'll tell you about pre-orders. But that's going to be a fun book. We've got 20 recipes in there for you. Make sure to go over to the Grilling While Armed the Grilling While Armed Facebook page. We've got the Grilling While Armed website, but we haven't done anything with it yet. We will soon enough. The book will be available originally through Amazon. So for all of those that are inquiring, and I've gotten a number of emails from it, I really do appreciate it much.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Segment four, Time Flies, right? Again, here's a quick rundown. As I said, I'm going to be at the National Rifle Association meeting, traveling to that tomorrow. I will not be in the seat. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, will be here for me Thursday and Friday because I don't want you to get canned shows. I want you to get good, hard-hitting content, and Andy is great at it. So welcome him, if you would, tomorrow and Friday into the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studio chair for me, okay? He's great, and I know you've heard him before. He's top-notch stuff. He's right on top of his game, and he loves and defends passionately the right to keep and bear arms. Very important. But if you're going to be at the National Rifle Association meetings, come meet me Friday and Saturday at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. I will be there with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, Mr. Dave Workman, and many others. More than likely, you'll be able to meet the likes of A.W.R. Hawkins, who joins us every week. You'll be able to meet the likes of Dr. John Adine and from Doctors from Responsible Gun Ownership. He will be there, and many others who you've heard on the show will be there. So stop by. Come say hello. Don't forget to stop down at the Crossbreed Holster booth and say hello to the folks that bring us the MonsterCast every weekend in hundreds of cities and hundreds of radio stations from the Crossbreed Holster studios. Go say hello to Carol and Trent and Nathan and the rest of them and Carly and all the rest over at the Crossbreed Holster booth. I hope you're going to be there. I hope you stop by and say hi, and I might just run into you walking around them hallways. Okay, gun lovers, it's coming down to the wire. Let me get a little bit of business out of the way here because you only have a little time left to win big with the USCCA's free gun a day giveaway. All you have to do is text the word armed this time, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get entered to win it right now. The official rules are on the page. You're going to get up to 17 chances to win a gun every day. It could be Kimbers, Glocks, SIGs, but the free guns are going quick. Okay, this ends soon on April 30th. So simply text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and reveal which gun you could take home today. Remember, not a lot of time left on this, okay? The gun a day flips at midnight, so don't get too greedy. Just go in,
text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get your name on the list and win one of those guns. If you do, I want to hear from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. All right, let me wrap up the Florida thing. And I don't know, this might take me into the end of the segment. I'm not sure. It very well could. Because the conversation we were having together a couple moments ago is very profound. And I've asked that question before on the show. I've also asked it to a survivor of Virginia Tech. When I was on the Stossel show in the Fox News green room, I asked that question to an individual who was shot four times. And I said, if we could go back and ask those kids, your colleagues who were murdered, if we could go back and ask those victims if they wouldn't prefer, knowing what was going to happen to them, to have some form of lethal self-defense, a firearm in that classroom, be it a professor, be it them.
Hey, all right, Andy Hoosier back here. I am apologize for the technical difficulty. I don't know what happened as we got disconnected from the studios down in Houston, but we are back at it and ready to rock and roll here, and apologize for that one. It was a really great conversation, too. I was so into it. I was getting into the punishment of the driver's license with the concealed carry, and I don't even know where we got cut off or left off, so I'm going to leave it at this as we start wrapping up for the show today. As we look at the political agenda of some of these progressives, of some of these Democrats, of some of these individuals that want to take away the Second Amendment, as I mentioned, you're not able to remove the industry altogether, but what you can do is you can punish, you can control, and you can regulate based on taxes, based on laws, and that's what we need to fight. And as you see the cyclical form, it's not a straight line of the political theory. It's not the straight line of the spectrum on what we're looking at, but a circle where you have the one side, the philosophical, the ideological level, saying that the purpose of the tax, the purpose of the control, the money is to be able to purchase and is to specifically fund a project, but not in any way, shape, or form is a tax intended to punish certain individuals. No way, shape, or form is a tax supposed to punish the role of you, the consumer, you, the law-abiding citizen, you, the individual, from actually expressing your right to do something. Moving in government revenue, okay, they tax it to be able to get that government revenue. But what line, and that's where you and I as the voter, as the constituent, as an individual who sees this as a serious issue, at what line do we draw that line and say, okay, the government revenue is fine because you needed it for a certain purpose? I mean, I was reading through, and I don't know where we kind of got cut off here, but I was reading through some of these states that actually had fines for their applications for their concealed carry. $52 in Colorado, but Colorado's already going downhill. No more than $100 in Alaska. Arkansas, $141 for their concealed carry permits. Colorado, $52. Illinois, they don't even give you a number because they say it's pretty much banned in most general public places, so therefore it doesn't even really matter. Kansas here, $132 for a concealed carry permit. That, by the way, you have to renew every 4 or 5 years or so, and I think it's less there. It's about $100. It breaks it down, $100 to state attorney general and $32 for the county sheriff. So there's a purpose for it. Louisiana, $125 with a 5-year renewal fee of $125 5 years down the road again. That's crazy. Nebraska, $100 fee for your permit to carry and conceal a handgun. New York City, as it goes to the extreme on that end, as you can imagine, a $340 purchase to get your license to purchase, possess, and carry a firearm, $140 for a rifle and shotgun. But $340, where is that line drawn? Between, well, we need it for the sales tax in order to fund certain items, and you're purchasing an item so you can have the sales tax, to the point of, oh, we want to punish you for a political agenda so far and so badly that it's not even worth doing. We're going to create the red tape so badly that it's not even worth doing. We're going to punish you so badly that you're going to second guess and reconsider, do you actually want to do it? And that's the way the industries crash on themselves. Look at Obamacare, for example. Again, what did they do? What did Barack Obama say? You can keep your doctor if you want to keep your doctor. You can keep your plan if you want to keep your plan. You can keep this. You can keep that. If you want to, it's your choice. But, oh, by the way, the market's going to be so unsustainable because we're going to create a government option that doesn't have to look for profit, that doesn't have to look to meet a bottom line, that doesn't have to look for whatever, that, yeah, hey, it's cool. We don't have to worry about it. So you can keep your plan. But if your plan dies off because they couldn't compete in the market that we've created, then that's the fault of the capitalist private sector system, right? No, that just means that we need more government interference, because look at that. There's plans that are failing. There's small clinics that are dying off. There's different plans that you don't have anymore. You can't keep your doctor anymore. We're not covering specialists anymore. It's cool. I don't know why there's the number one bankruptcy in the nation is medical bankruptcy. I don't get that. Maybe we should have more government because the private sector's failing, right? The private sector's collapsing and the private industry is falling apart, so the government needs to step in and save the day, regardless of the fact that the government created the problem in the first place, right? So let's circle it around back to the Second Amendment, back to the guns. Oh, yeah. We don't know why there's less people buying guns. We don't know why there's less people getting accessories. We don't know why the industry's starting to sink. We should go in and take control of it. We should kill it off. We should regulate it. We should tax it. We should make it so unbearable that you as the consumer, as the God-given right for you to protect yourself, is so complicated and difficult that it's not even worth it. The privileges, yeah, we'll give it. But remember, the government provides those privileges. You have the privilege to drive on our highways. You have the privilege to be able to go out and get what you need. You have the privilege of choosing what vehicle you want. You have tons of different options of vehicles. Yeah, but I want the gas guzzle that's made of actual steel that gets 10 miles to the gallon. No, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. Got to do an emissions test. Got to make sure it's got a muffler on it. Got to make sure that it fits the government codes and standards. I don't want to wear my seatbelt. Got to wear a seatbelt. We're going to fine you for it, for the political gain, for the financial gain of the local community. You don't have that right. We're granting you the privilege and the permission to do so. That's how they've attacked every single industry, and that's what they've done to attack the Second Amendment and different gun manufacturers and different gun industries all across the board. And that's where our fight needs to be focused on as of lately, because they cannot take away the industry altogether, but they will try and regulate it to the point it collapses on its own, and we have to prevent that from actually happening. So imagine that, them taking it away little by little by little, those chipping away, and us allowing that because we're complacent. It's time for that shiver to run up your leg. Time for that shiver to run up your spine. Apologize for the technical difficulty. We'll be back at it tomorrow as Mark Walters out there at the NRA convention. We'll do that then. Until then, everybody have a great Thursday.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.